Three Hebrew children refused to bend a knee. Now, I got to go on here, but it says, in the face of this death decree by Nebuchadnezzar, they refused to bend a knee. In our study so far, where do we see the knees being bended in our three-part series so far? In Ezekiel 8:16, there's a group of men that bow down to the sun. What's being stated here is that the faithful are not going to bow down with Ezekiel 8:16 to the sun. They're going to refuse to bend a knee. Carrying on. The three Hebrew children refused to bend the knee, preferring to be cast into the fiery furnace rather than bow to the golden image. They declared that they were not careful to answer the king and said, "If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will not deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." They were thrown into the burning fiery furnace, but the Lord was with them. The king looked into the furnace and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Angels of the Lord were watching by the side of those faithful three. God wished to show, and you could substitute in there, God wished to make manifest. God wished to show to the nations of the world who was the great I Am, the God of the heavens, the ruler of the universe, who alone was to be worshipped. Did not the Hebrews break the law of the king? Yes, but the law of God was first to be obeyed. And what was it that allowed them to have a willingness to get thrown into a fiery furnace rather than sin? They knew God was faithful due to their previous experience. Are we having that experience today where we know without a doubt that God is faithful, that we have the confidence that we are in His hands when we're faced with a life or death situation? That's what this message is calling us to understand, brothers and sisters. We have to have that confidence today, come suddenly, unexpectedly. Brothers and sisters, every law that is working towards bringing in the Sunday law, Satan's behind, and you can go through and show that there are a multitude of laws in the past years that are bringing the Sunday law to fruition right now. It's underway. Now, this is General Conference Daily Bulletin 178-179. There are thousands.